If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, beginning with verse 46. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word, and we pray that you grant us understanding and application. Please be seated. Well, I've got bad news and I've got good news. Bad news is I did not win the Mega Millions lottery. Didn't win that either. Yes, I did buy a ticket. I did. And I dreamt of all the things that I would do with that money. And tell you, when I dreamed of having all that money, I thought about all of you and I said, "Who are these people?" Oh, Lord, just... It's good news. The good news is that my best friend won the Mega Millions lottery. We've never met, but they're my best friend. Have to get that straightened out. Imagine, the payout was $887 million. I know, a little rough to live on, but I'm sure you could eke out a living. What you could do with all that money? Just about anything you wanted. Well, blind Bartimaeus, he was offered a Mega Millions lottery ticket, a winning lottery ticket, because Jesus, with whom all things are possible, who could do absolutely anything, Jesus, he would have given him anything. He asked him, "What can I do for you? What do you want? You name it, it's yours." Blind Bartimaeus could have had anything. Here's blind Bartimaeus sitting alongside the road begging. That's how he made his living. He would have typically been saying, "Alms for the poor, alms for the poor," and holding out a bowl. He wouldn't be able to see what people did. He wouldn't be able to see the looks they gave him. He'd have to wait and hopefully somebody would touch his hand, or he'd hear money dropped into his bowl. Sitting along the road, his cloak around his shoulders, begging for a living. Alms for the poor. Pretty sad. Dirt roads, too. It's not like our roads. We're talking about back in Jesus' day. Dirty, dusty roads. And then Jesus, along with his 12 disciples and a huge entourage of people, come walking down the road. They're leaving Jericho. They're heading for the outskirts of Jericho. And they're moving along, and of course blind Bartimaeus can't see them, but he hears the commotion. So let's set the scene. Let's become part of what's happening around blind Bartimaeus. There's all these people, right? They're all going down the road, probably taking up the whole road. There's all these disciples packed tightly around Jesus, and they're walking. What do you hear? What do you hear? Hear laughter? Laughter? People talking? Kids giggling, playing? What else do you hear? Yep, footsteps. What else do you hear? Animals. Donkeys, horses, maybe dogs, even cats, birds flying by and singing. What else might you hear? Crying babies. The wind blowing in the trees. Yeah, you could hear all that. Okay. What do you smell? Animals. You're just kind of fixated on the animals thing, aren't you? Yeah, sure, fixated. Animals, you know. Smell sweat. That's it. Yeah, they're not using, you know, Mitchum. There was no deodorant in those days. Somebody might have had some Old Spice on, and I don't mean our Old Spice today, but spices. But it's mostly unwashed bodies, so you smell that. Animals, you know, the mess that they leave behind. Maybe somebody's baking bread. You might smell that. What else would you smell? Flowers, yeah, very good. You could smell flowers blooming around you if it was that time of the year. You could smell the dust being kicked up in the air. Okay. What do you feel? Feel hot? Feel the weather? Hot, maybe cold, who knows? Grimy, yeah, feel grimy. All this dirt being kicked up. Working up a sweat, maybe walking and all that. What else do you feel? People brushing up against you. There's a lot of people. Unhappiness. Anxiety. What is it?
Lonely.
You might even feel lonely with that huge group of people. There are a lot of people were there for a lot of reasons. People were there because they'd seen Jesus perform miracles, because they wanted Jesus to heal them. They were there because they wanted Jesus to feed them like he did for so many other people. They were there out of curiosity. Some of them people were there because they were depressed, lonely, afraid, seeking help. A lot of reasons people were there. Excited. It's a lot of stress and anxiety too. What was going to happen next? Everybody knew that Jesus was being persecuted. So there's a lot of different feelings. Feelings like this. Feelings up here. Let's see. We did here, and what didn't we do? Taste. What do you taste? Dirt. Yeah, being kicked up in the air, all that dust. What else might you taste? Bazooka bubble gum? No, they. Salt from sweat? Maybe some of that fresh baked bread that's being made, or some fruits. Maybe you're fortunate enough to get some of that. Maybe water. Yeah, you taste all that. Okay. What is it? Tears. Salt of tears. So there's a whole mixture of emotions going on here. And this whole group of people with all these emotions, all these sights, sounds, smells, and feelings, they're all marching down the road. And here's blind Bartimaeus. He doesn't see any of this. He can't see. He's sitting along the road. And he asks what all the commotion is about. And when somebody says to him, it's Jesus, he knows exactly who Jesus is. Let those who have ears hear. Somebody witnessed to blind Bartimaeus and told him all about Jesus. What Jesus was capable of, who he was, who people thought he was. About the love of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus. That Jesus may very well be the Messiah. It reminds me of the story about the woman with the issue of blood. Remember her? She had that issue of blood for 12 years. She spent everything she had on doctors, and it says that she only got sicker. Nobody could help her. Locked up in her room. I tell you, she was not allowed to mingle with anybody in society because she had an issue of blood. That was the rules, the law back in that day. They were afraid of contamination. She wasn't allowed to intermingle with anybody. If you were to bump into her, you would have to go to the priest, show yourself. He would have to judge whether or not you were clean. You'd have to stay outside the camp for 7 days. You'd have to make an offering. This woman was sick with this issue of blood, ostracized from society for 12 years. But somebody tells her about Jesus. Jesus is going down the narrow alleyway with his disciples, it says, crowding around him, and a whole bunch of people following them. He's on his way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter, his 12-year-old daughter. And when somebody says to her, Jesus is here, he's going down the road, she breaks all the rules. And she gets down and crawls between the legs of everybody and comes up and touches the hem of Jesus' garment. And instantly she's healed. Blind Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus, and he knew that Jesus was the answer to his problems. He knew that Jesus is what he needed. And so he says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And what did the people who know him and people who were around him, what did they say to blind Bartimaeus? Shut up, be quiet. Don't bother Jesus. Cut that. You're just an old blind person. Don't do that. And what did blind Bartimaeus do? I don't care. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Like Peter jumping out of the boat to walk on water for Jesus. You can bet his friends, his fellow disciples, tried to hold him in that boat. That's what it's like, though, when we commit to Jesus, not holding anything back. And so Jesus, he hears not only this man calling for help, but he hears the man's faith. Because blind Bartimaeus calls him what? Son of David. That's a sign of kingship. He could have called him son of who? Joseph. Joseph was his dad. He could have said son of Joseph. But he called him Jesus, Son of David, because Jesus was of the line and lineage of David, and he was a king. In blind Bartimaeus' eyes, Jesus was a king. And so he says, bring him to me. He throws off his cloak, all his protection from the elements, from the sun, from the temperatures. He throws that cloak off because he's not holding anything back, and he goes to Jesus. Now, poor blind Bartimaeus, he had to be taken to work. He had to be taken home from work. He had to be taken to the bathroom. He had to be taken to eat some food. Blind. Can you imagine that? Call him to me. So he goes to see Jesus. Now, I need your help here. For just a moment, I want you to close your eyes. Close them and hold them real tight. I'm looking. Don't look at me. I don't want to see any eyeballs. Don't look at me. Oh, some of you are still looking back at me like, I'm not doing this. Crazy old pastor. Okay, eyes tightly closed. You're going home like that. You're not going to be able to see your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your pets. You're not going to be able to see the changing leaves. Somebody's going to have to help you. Somebody's going to have to drive you. You won't be able to make choices because you won't know. You can't see. And Jesus says to him, what can I do for you? Do you want a Mega Millions winning ticket? $1.6 billion? What do you want? I'll give you anything. And blind Bartimaeus says, I want my life back. I want to see. And Jesus says, okay. Open your eyes. Vivid colors, shapes, people, independence. Jesus says, go. Your faith has healed you. Jesus said that to the woman with the issue of blood. When she touched his garment and she was instantly healed, Jesus said, who touched me? Even though there were all these people crowding around him and bumping into him, somebody touched him in a way that was expecting a miracle. It was that woman. And when she realized she would be discovered, she stood up and she told him everything that had happened, that she had faith that if she touched him, she'd be healed, and she was.
And he said to her, "Go, your faith has made you well." And so he says to blind Bartimaeus, "Go, you've got your life back. Your faith has made you well." And what does blind Bartimaeus do? He's no longer blind Bartimaeus. What does Bartimaeus do? He follows Jesus. He doesn't go. He follows Jesus. He was given his life back. And so he used that life to follow Jesus. Jesus said, if you love your life, if you take the lottery ticket, then go out and have fun spending it. Do what you want to do with your life. You'll lose it. But Jesus said, if you lose your life for the sake of the gospel, then you'll save it. It's a choice that we all have to make. See, some of us are spiritually blind. Some of us are blind with fear and anxiety. Some of us, not here in this group, certainly. Some of us are blind with hatred, bigotry. Some of us need Jesus in a real bad way. The good news is, Jesus is saying, here it is. What do you want me to do for you? Bible says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Ask and you will receive. Seek the kingdom of God first, and all these other things will be added unto you. Jesus is saying to you and me, what can I do for you? All we have to do is ask. Ask in faith. Jesus is not the lottery. He's something much better than that. God loves you, and so do I.